Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and we are back again for another week of a new topic and a great topic for the beginning of 2018. So, a little bit about me for any new listeners. I'm a bariatric dietitian and have been for over 20 years, and still see patients a few days a week at a bariatric center that I am near, and have seen tens of thousands of patients over the time. So it has afforded me a lot of knowledge. So I like to share that knowledge with you in this platform on the Gastric Health Show. You can also find us at WLSGutHealth.com. And you can have access to all kinds of free recipes, free blogs, a lot of other podcasts that you can listen to. You can subscribe to our channel in iTunes, and or you can just listen straight off our website. So if you don't have to have a podcast app or an iPhone to listen to the podcast. You can just play it right off of our website. So that's a great way to kind of continue to interact with us and get included in all the cool new things we have coming in 2018. So we are excited about making some new things available for all of you. So the Gastric Health Show is kind of our Facebook page, but then if you want to really interact with me and other like-minded weight loss surgery patients who are looking to be the best version of themselves, and they just might need, you know, some tweaks along the way, and they might need some ideas and strategies to help them get there. And that's where you'd want to go find us in the Gastric Health Club. So if it's just a closed Facebook group, and that is kind of where I spend the majority of my time, and you know, answering questions and trying to provide some value when you have, you know, questions or things that come up that you're just not sure. I try to give some insight and help you understand, you know, what choices to make. So if you really want to interact more, I would say check us out in the closed Facebook group, Gastric Health Club. And it's fun. There's lots of people, and you can just ask a question anytime, and other patients might answer, and then I try to get in there as frequently as I can and answer as best as possible for all of you. So I can't answer every question, but I do try to get in there and give feedback whenever I can. So we'd love for you to join us there, so please check us out on all those different platforms too, so that you can, you know, keep learning. And that's, you know, that's kind of our motto. You got to keep learning and changing and evolving, because guess what? That's what happens with, you know, time. We just kind of evolve. And when it comes to, you know, nutrition and weight loss surgery, there's still lots of things that we don't understand and know. So that's going to continue to change. So what is current today and evidence today may not be the same thing that we recommend, you know, 2 years or 5 years or 10 years from now, because the research has kind of evolved and we have learned more information that, you know, changes it. So I do like that challenge. So that is one of the quirky things about me. I do love research, and I'm actually working on some at the facility that I work at, and it's just a great way to kind of give back and you know, share what, you know, what we've seen. You know, the group of dietitians I work with, who are all very awesome and have worked in this field equally as long as I have on some of them, and the other newer ones have really, you know, they are the same. They work really hard at making the information available so that you and the bariatric community can learn from it. So when you work at a very large center, you get to see some trends that smaller programs just would not have the luxury of seeing. So that's one thing cool about the dietitians I work with. They get it and they work hard, and it's kind of fun. So anyway, on this podcast, we are going to be talking about, you know, the dreaded 2018 kind of New Year's resolution things, or what people are trying to get into. And everybody likes to, you know, start the new year off with a bang and do something new and change some bad habits or habits that they know they shouldn't have. And it's always, you know, the beginning of the year. So that is kind of our topic today, how to get back on track in 2018. So now, here's some other information. We will be, you should be able to go to WLSGutHealth.com, and we have a registration page that you can sign up to be a part of our next Gastric Health Club free Back on Track challenge. So we are going to be doing a free Back on Track challenge for anybody who wants to do it. And if you go to our website, you can get registered for it. And then we will be providing all of the meal plans, the recipes, and the shopping lists to do it. And then we're going to do it as a group within the Gastric Health Club. So if that piques your interest, please go to WLSGutHealth.com and get registered for this free Back on Track challenge. And then make sure you join the Gastric Health Club in Facebook so that you can communicate with all of us who will be doing that at the same time, which will be launching very soon. So we are excited to offer that to you, and it gives you a great perspective of you know, how to live life after weight loss surgery when it comes to food. So it's a great way to kind of get your body ready to, you know, feel fabulous and to kind of jumpstart your weight loss and, you know, get your hormones in check, get rid of those sugar and carb cravings, and we help you get off of the junk and the sugar and the artificial sweeteners, all that. So that's kind of what it's put together for. So it helps you get, you know, back on track pretty simply. None of it's easy. It's work. But in the end, it puts it all together, so it makes it easier for you. You don't have to guess. So that's what I like about it. So please join us for this Back on Track challenge. It is free. So we'd love for you to join us. So how do you get back on track in 2018? Outside of just joining us for this Back on Track challenge, there are some things I want you to think about. I want you to kind of prep your mind for, because that's really, you know, what the Back on Track challenge is all about. This is kind of, you know, the basics or the foundation of what this challenge is based off of. This information, this research. So hopefully you will kind of get your brain geared in that direction by listening to this podcast before you do the challenge with us. So when people think about getting back on track, most weight loss surgery patients typically will talk about doing a pouch reset. That's a very popular transition that, you know, if I'm off track, I'm going to do the 5-day pouch test, or I'm going to do the pouch reset. That's, I hear it time and time again. I'm not a big fan of the pouch reset or the 5-day pouch test or whatever you want to call it. I'm not a big fan because it takes you back to liquids. You're not going to shrink your stomach back to the size of a golf ball by doing this pouch reset. You're just not. So that is not what the reality of one of those are going to do. Rather, it's better if you look at the big picture of saying, okay, so, you know, why do I even think that's a good option? Why in my brain do I think that a pouch reset is the best option, because now you know you're eating more food compared to what you were eating right after surgery. And most human brains are going to think less is better. So if I can just eat less food, I am going to get this weight off and I'll be back on track. And I'm going to show you that that is not the case. So stay with me. And this is all based on research. You will have the links at the bottom of this episode and you can read it all yourself. So, and this is, you know, evidence and research, but it's also my clinical experience. This is exactly what I've seen over the 20 plus years that I've seen patients. I will tell you, I practiced these beginning things. This is how I practiced at the very beginning in the 90s. This is how I believed. This is what I thought was the way, because that's what I was taught in college. Loved my college, nothing against my college, but in the end, you know, like I said at the beginning, nutrition and research evolves in time and we learn more. And you have to stay up on that and change with the times so that you really, you know, you're where you're going to get the best benefits for your body and your health if you stay up with it. So most of you think eating less is going to be the solution. And it's really the opposite of true. So less is not the solution. So many of you think if I was just eating like I did right after surgery, say like really soft foods or even liquids, that's going to reset it and that's going to get me back on track. But no. So there's a study. In this study, they were able to prove weight loss surgery patients. This is not just general population. This is on weight loss surgery patients. They found that there was no correlation between the percentage of estimated weight loss and the pouch volume. So let me go into it a little deeper. The patients who had larger pouches had similar weight loss to those who had normal pouches. And even patients that had pouches that were twice as large had the weight loss was comparable to the smaller pouches. So if you had a pouch that was, you know, that could hold a cup of food, if there was someone else who had a pouch that could hold two cups of food, there was no change in weight loss. So if it's not about the volume of food that you're eating, then, you know, you got to think, okay, what else is it? So then again, we go back to the normal human brain and what we've been trained, right? So even in college, I was taught it's all about the calories. And this is one thing that took me time. It took time to see this kind of evolve and the volume of patients. So when I started seeing, you know, back in the early 2000s at the center that I work at, we were doing a lot of surgeries. Some months we were doing a couple hundred surgeries a month. And that went on for a while. And we had tons of patients we were seeing every day. I mean, we had a lot of follow-ups. So you started seeing trends of things happening. And that is probably the time frame that I probably identified the most, that I was like, okay, it has nothing to do with calories. Because the calories, I got people that we are on it. They are following all the calorie rules and they are, counting every single day and keeping track of everything. And gosh, I am getting nowhere. They're frustrated and I'm frustrated and we've got nothing going on. And that's when I started noticing the people. When we would have somebody who come in, they'd eat the same types of food, but it was the quality that they were choosing. And that's when I started seeing different results. And I was like, huh, okay, so let's explore this more. And so I started encouraging people to do more of the whole real foods and push and get rid of those, you know, junk things that are out in those middle aisles at the grocery store. And that's when I definitely started seeing changes and shifts. So that's when I really got into researching and digging and reading more, because I was so intrigued because of what I learned in college. It was the opposite. It was the opposite of what I learned. And I was like, oh my gosh, this doesn't make sense. It was all about the calories. So why is it that it's really not showing up to be that way? So if you're thinking, okay, it's the volume of my stomach. My stomach is too big. I can eat too much food. And if we're you know, in this study that I just talked about, how it didn't matter how big your stomach was, the weight loss was equal. They didn't get better results with a smaller pouch. So then your brain wants to think, okay, it's about the calories. We need to count the calories, and I just got to stay under a certain calorie number, 900, 1200, 1300, you know, whatever that low number is, I got to stay under that calorie limit, and I'll be good. And again, no, you won't be good. You won't get the results. And there's lots of studies on this. And you can just Google why counting calories doesn't matter. And you'll get all kinds of good information to list. To some of them read, some of them watch. You can watch some videos. But in the end, the bottom line is, the calories, if you really focus on counting the calories, it'll get you so far for a short period of time, and then you're going to start putting it back on. Because it's not about the calories, it's about the quality. Because think of it this way, you could literally eat 1,200 calories in Snickers bars, right? Or you could eat 1,200 calories in broccoli. And you know, without even having a nutrition degree, you know that you're not going to feel the same eating the Snickers bars as you do the broccoli. So regardless, it's that quality, because in the end, food is information. So if we only focused on the numbers, then a lot of you would leave out some very important food groups, which has been the case for too many decades now. Fat really got demonized, and people really started pulling that out because it just added too many calories. And it was like, okay, I have no space for this if I want to be able to eat these other things. So they gave up on the fat things. And healthy fats are so important. I mean, it takes healthy fats to make our hormones, and hormones drive every cell of our body. So if we, and it's going to drive our metabolism. So if we mess that balance up and we don't provide those healthy fats from avocados, olive oil, coconut oil, nuts, seeds, nut butters, all those good healthy fats, if we are omitting those because we're too afraid to go over 1,200 calories because that's what you heard 30 years ago and that's what you tried 30 years ago to lose 50 pounds. But then now you know, 30 years later, here you are, you've had weight loss surgery, and your brain still wants to go back to that. So you have to break that thought pattern, because in the end, it's not going to help you. Don't go back to doing Weight Watchers and counting points and counting calories and doing all these different diets, because in the end, the food is information, and that food is telling your cells what to do, telling your cells how to regulate your metabolism, how to express different genes to give you diabetes or turn diabetes on or turn diabetes off. That's what the food is doing. So you have the ability to change that whole dynamic. So not to throw genetics into this whole perspective, but you have the ability to change your whole genetic footprint. So just because you have a cancer gene in your family has no connection of whether you'll get cancer. Because guess what? It's all about the epigenetics. And those microbial, those bacterial influences have a bigger control over what your body does with, you know, your genes, what things get turned on and turned off, than anything. So don't ever feel like you don't have control. I just had a patient yesterday that was struggling because she wanted her diabetes to get back in control. After surgery, she got off all of her insulin and felt fabulous. Everything, you know, she was running beautifully in with her blood sugars, and it was great. No issues. And then as the years have evolved, she's put on pounds and she's back on insulin and she's frustrated. Her A1C was at 9, and her doctor is like, oh no, this is, you can't do this. You're going to have to be back on insulin, and you're going to have to get back on all these medications. And she was heartbroken. She was just so frustrated that how is this possible? And she's working on losing weight through a program at her work, but it's not budging her blood sugars at all. So we really start talking about the root cause of what's going on. So I talk about inflammation, and I talk about, you know, her food choices and food sensitivities, and we got a plan together to get her back on track with getting all that under control, because she felt like, oh my gosh, I'm doing good. But really, when you put the package together, she had turned on some genes, her diabetes genes. She had put it in remission with surgery, but then because of her food choices and lifestyle, it was turned back on. So we have to get it turned back off. So that's where it's going to take some effort on her part in shifting and changing some things to fix that. So if she was really going to only focus on the calories, which is really kind of what she was doing, she was focusing on the calories, she was still keeping her blood sugar high. It wasn't about that. That was not fixing her problem at all. So if it's not about your pouch size and it's not about the calories, then what is it about? And that's where it all goes back to diet quality. And there is actually a study on weight loss surgery patients, actually specifically Roux-en-Y gastric bypass patients, that it's poor diet quality is the driver of weight regain. So patients with long-term obesity, so you've been obese for a long period of your life, and poor diet quality were at risk for weight gain, is what this study was able to show. And I think if you think about, you know, the long-term obesity, that could be just habits. If you've eaten this way for so many years of your life, you know, changing that behavior and routine and food choices, you know, that doesn't just change overnight. And you have to get some good strategies. And you got to know how to kind of, do it based on whole real foods. And I will say that's really what I've designed this Back on Track Challenge for. You have all the food, you know, the recipes and the meal plans and everything. And you'll be surprised when you start doing this challenge at how much junk you were really eating. And I've done this before with patients, hundreds of patients before, this type of program. And that is probably the biggest comment that I hear is, I just didn't realize I was doing as much junk as I was. And clinically, that's what I see. Probably 99% of the time. It's mindless. They don't have any connection because you're just doing things. You're just back in those old routines. And I've said this before on other podcasts and things, but our brain likes it to be efficient. So it likes patterns. And unfortunately, those pathways never go away. So things that you did as a child, things that you've done as a young adult or as an adult, those routines and behaviors, you always have those pathways. Those don't disappear. But, and it's all based on kind of those triggers. So certain things will trigger you to go back to those pathways. Kind of like you think about a smoker. So if you were a smoker and you smoke one cigarette or a puff off of someone else's cigarette, it gets you right back into it just like that. And it's like you never left. And it's maybe been 10 years or 1 year or, you know, months since you've had one. And it's because of those pathways. So, you know, you think about your routines and behaviors over time, and you have to, one, you just have to get those new patterns established, and you have to be persistent. Not perfect, but persistent. Because in the end, the longer you do those, then you're going to find that it's not as easy to go back to those old behaviors that got you in trouble in the first place. So that's, I would say, is my biggest thing with this challenge, this back on track challenge, is you have to look at the quality of the food. And I pull no stops on this one. You may have some withdrawals with doing this, and I'll help you through it. I'll give you some strategies of things you can do. But in the end, you might feel pretty crappy if your diet's been really bad. You might feel pretty crappy for several days because we're taking all the sugar, we're taking all the artificial sweeteners, we are taking all the packaged processed junk food. All that's gone. That is not allowed in this Back on Track challenge. So you sometimes physically don't feel fabulous at the beginning of this because of those side effects that you get with withdrawals from these foods. Unfortunately. So it's no different than somebody coming off cigarettes or somebody off of alcohol or drugs. It's the same type of thing. So you have to have strategies. And that's why it's good to be in our gastric health club so we can chat and give you some ideas of how to cope the best. Some of you may feel great. I make it important to do lots of healthy fats. So that helps stabilize things so that you don't have dips in your blood sugar. And that will prevent those, you know, crazy swings in your hormones and really kind of stabilize you a little bit. But you might find yourself craving some things that you can't have. So we just really challenge you to get in the group and talk through all of it. And then I'll also give you any kind of strategies if needed. But in the end, you know, it's a great place to do it together with other people. And in the end, once you finish the 10 days, you will have a really good perspective of how you were doing food before and this 10 days of change, what it needs to look like after. So it doesn't mean you stay on that exact program forever, but you do have to think about that as a routine. Some of those have to be adopted. And I would say the biggest one is the carbs. You got to eat way less carbs and eat way more veggies. That's probably the biggest shift you're going to see in this whole Back on Track challenge. So the cool thing is you have a recipe for all of it and you don't have to think about it. You're not searching for what to have for a meal. It's all, you know, planned out for you. So I hope that's kind of given you some insight and help get you prepared for this Back on Track challenge. So if I kind of just recap, if you think that doing a pouch resets the solution because you've just got to shrink your belly back to a small size and you'll be great, I have the evidence in research and I have the clinical experience to tell you that doesn't work out in your favor, and that it's not about the pouch size, and it's definitely not about the calories. So if you want to count the calories, you're not going to get very far, or long term, you're not going to have success, because it's not about those numbers. It's about food is information, and it's all about the quality of the food. And if you bring the junk back in, you're just going to feel like crap, and your health is going to take a hit. And you're going to get diabetes again. You're going to get high blood pressure again. you know, gain the weight back, cancer, any autoimmune or any other of those disease states you had before, they can all come back. So I'm hoping that this is kind of, this podcast will make you think and give you an open mind. So that's kind of the two key things, an open mind and an experimental attitude, because in the end, you have to eat vegetables if you want to have a healthy life and live a long life. You just have to eat vegetables, and you just have to get rid of the junk the majority of the time. And that's just really unfortunate, but it's true. So I hope that you will join us for this Back on Track Challenge. Go to the WLSGutHealth.com and get registered for this challenge. And then get in our Facebook group, the Gastric Health Club. And that will be an awesome place for you to join us for this challenge that will be starting very soon. And we would love for you to join us. So you guys have a great week, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.